You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Help! We suck at being newlyweds.
With Dean Ungler,
Haylen Miller Keys,
and Jared Haven,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to an all-new episode of Help! I suck at Help! We suck at being newlyweds. I think the biggest adjustment for me with that name is going from I to we, because it used to be I suck at dating, but now it's we suck. Which is nice. It's a little bit more inclusive that way. Welcome to an all new episode. We've got a great episode for you today, mostly because Jared is gone. And you know how much I love hosting episodes when he's not here, just because there's a lot more time to talk and listen when Jared isn't talking about Tom Brady or Dawson's poop, because who wants to hear about that anyways? Right, Kaylin?
Right. This is a weird way you're holding the microphone.
Yeah. So Kaylin and I are recording from a friend's house today. We are sharing a microphone. So we think we'll be pretty good at this, but...
And we are at our friend's house because we are about to film The Price is Right in an hour.
That's right. We.
That's right.
That's right, Kaylin. Come on down. We're actually not going to be contestants. We're just there to support our friend who's going to be a contestant. But if we do get called down, we have been studying up and practicing our pricing. So, so we're at our friend's house. We have a great episode. Jared's not here. Mari and Kenny from Bachelor in Paradise are going to be joining us here shortly. And then, we'll talk to them this week. And then we also have another Q&A episode coming up later this week. So obviously listen to that. And let's bring in Mari and Kenny and start talking to them.
Where's the energy? You got on me last week for no energy.
Sorry, no energy. I have a cold. I think I've got a cold. So I think that's where my energy is. Also, I just got back from South America yesterday.
Hi.
Hello, you guys. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for joining us. Oh my gosh. First of all, Kenny, I don't know. I mean, obviously the podcast listeners can't see this, but fantastic mustache, my friend.
Thank you.
I keep telling them.
Mari, you like the mustache?
I do. That's
the only reason it's there right now.
No. So she is encouraging you to keep the mustache. I love that.
Yeah.
I just got back from a month in South America and I grew out this facial. This is like all I could grow over the course of a month.
Wow. And
thank you. And I told Kaylin I wanted to keep growing it out and just to kind of see what happens and like to see how grungy it can get. And she was like, oh, are you sure? Like, oh, wait, really? So it's good. That's good, Kenny, that you have Mari there supporting you.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the podcast, guys. We were just telling the audience that we remember you from Bachelor in Paradise season 7, I want to say. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's right. And you guys famously got engaged on the show and you're still engaged.
And we were there. Mm-hmm.
And we were there. Oh, that's right. We watched from the Upper Palapa. That's right. Well, congratulations again. I know you guys have obviously had a million congratulations, but from us as well. I feel like I'm holding, we only have one microphone, so I feel like I'm going to like be hogging that thing the whole day.
That's cool.
Cool. So can you guys fill us in? What's going on? You guys are wedding planning. We heard that you're also planning your honeymoon and everything right now. Can you fill us in kind of like what's going on with you guys?
Yeah, so we're planning two weddings. We're going to do our first one in Puerto Rico this November, and then we're going to have a follow-up March of next year here in Chicago. The Puerto Rico one's going to be smaller, mostly family, and then in Chicago we'll invite all our friends, and that one will be much bigger. But we figured it's better to do it that way. That way everybody can come instead of having everyone like try and travel and go to Puerto Rico. It can get complicated, so yeah. Oh, and then the honeymoon thing. We actually just chose our honeymoon destination out of a jar the other day. So,
okay, well, we got to get to where the destination is. But first, I've got some questions. So, okay. I'll let Kaylin lead us off with the questions.
Well, we're also planning our wedding. And wedding planning is like fun, but also stressful. So I can't imagine planning two. How are you? Like, I just can't imagine. Are you stressed? Are you fine?
I think right now it's fine because we're trying to take it one at a time. Like right now we're just focusing on Puerto Rico, but I think towards the like second half of this year, it's going to overlap because we'll have to start doing the Chicago one and still be doing the Puerto Rico one at the same time. So I think that's when it's going to get even more stressful. Right now it's like, okay, though, I'm just trying not to think about it.
And when are these weddings?
So let's see, you got November for the main one. And then the other one's not going to be till like a year from now, next March, 2024. Yeah. So like a year from like next week or something.
But March in Chicago. So what's like the venue going to be like?
So it's probably going to be, I work at a venue. It's kind of like a big music venue type place. So it's going to be there, which is actually going to, it's the planning on that one's not going to be as bad because everything's kind of in-house there and it's big. It holds like 4,000 people, so it's it'll be a lot easier than the small Puerto Rico planning one.
Yeah, you guys, you want to know what you should do, and obviously just take this with the biggest grain of salt you could find. You're having a wedding that's more of like a celebration because the wedding's already happened in a big venue. This is what I want to do with our wedding. Not I wanted to like put out a public invite. If anyone's in the area and wanted to just come to the wedding, you're welcome to come. I feel like if you guys have a venue big enough to support that, I think you should send that invite out.
You know, I was just thinking of this in the shower, actually, like an hour ago. Because it is like a big music venue, there's a bunch of different stages in the place. I was thinking maybe we do like an after party type of situation where that's like open to people. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
I have no problem with that either.
I think it'd be sweet. The only thing I'd be scared about is like putting out an open invite and like having like four people show up.
That would be a little embarrassing.
We're doing, most likely it's going to be like an 80s themed party. So it'll be just like an 80s DJ setup kind of thing. And so it will be like set up more of like actually for like people to just come out in general.
Yeah.
Nice. But yeah, I hope at least the people we actually invite show up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's always, that's one of my biggest fears too with the wedding planning that we're doing. At the second wedding, are you guys doing like vows and like the traditional bride and groom stand at the altar kind of thing? Or is it more like relaxed since you've already had the real one?
Yeah, it'll definitely be more relaxed. We haven't thought through the details exactly just yet, but we definitely do want to do something that's kind of reminiscent of like a ceremony just because he has family that won't be able to make it to the Chicago or the Puerto Rico wedding. So we want to do something for them to be able to also experience that with us, but we don't know exactly what it's going to be yet. It won't be like a full-fledged ceremony, walk down the aisle type of thing, but something small.
Nice.
How many dresses are you going to have?
Well, I originally had like 9 or 10 different styles that I wanted. Yeah. So I'm trying to work out how I can get them all in there, like do something different for like rehearsal dinner versus like, you know, bachelorette night and all that stuff. I think it's going to be like 5 total.
Oh, wow. Do you think, so we both did pageants. Do you think that has helped? Well, actually, sorry. Have you started trying on dresses yet?
Yeah, I have actually. I chose my dress already.
Oh, amazing.
My main dress. Yeah.
Oh, it's so fun. Do you think that helped you or hurt you, like doing pageants? Because we tried on so many dresses.
Yeah, it was hard because through pageants, like we're used to all like the glitz and the glam. And I love that. I love like the sexy form fitting, like deep V's and stuff. But when I was trying on wedding dresses, I was like, okay, this is so not what I'm used to. But it's fine. I mean, I ended up choosing something I think that looks very traditional bridal. So it's a different world, but it was hard. I was like, this is not what I'm used to. Like, I've never worn this type of gown. Like, in all my pageants, I wear this type of gown. It was definitely strange.
Yeah.
Kenny, same question to you. And I'm just kind of looking, I'm looking for advice on this too. I know you're probably just going to wear the one outfit. Well, some people change, I guess, but have you even started tuxedo shopping, if that's a thing?
No. I'm in like a holding pattern because I'm not sure if we might be working with somebody on it and whatnot, but it's going to be just a regular black tuxedo situation.
Nice.
And we're only, our bridal party, I have like two best men, mm-hmm. and that's the whole bridal party situation. She's got two, I got two. So it's too extensive, but definitely one outfit probably.
Nice. For me. Well, I've seen guys like they wear their tuxedo for the ceremony, and then for the reception, I guess they would like not class it down, but like get more like of a relaxed, more casual fit. Which is maybe an option that I think both of us should consider, you know.
Wait, you know, you're going to have two at least, because then we also have Chicago. So you'll have, unless you re-wear, but.
Chicago, I'm wearing an 80s t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm wearing like 80s. Nice. What? Maybe for the after party.
Yeah. But Puerto Rico, because everything's all in one space, mm-hmm. like the whole thing. So it's, we're going to do the ceremony and then walk 50 feet to the other part of it. So it's like, maybe I'll take the jacket off or something. But
is it going to be a beach wedding?
No, it's actually like a garden style venue, but it's also like a farm. So there's barns. There's like, goats and horses. Okay.
Nice. Well, it's funny talking to you guys, because we've had on this podcast before people who are already married with kids, and it's hard for us to it's hard for me at least to put myself in their shoes, just because we haven't gotten to that step yet. But the four of us, I guess, are all in a very similar phase that we're in. Yeah. So I'm curious, have you guys started planning, or have you already done like your bachelor and bachelorette parties?
He has.
We're, me and my two best men are just, we're going to go to Vegas, the classic. But we're not like so much of like the bottle service club type guys. We're just going more so probably to watch, sit in the sports books and watch baseball and gamble kind of stuff. We're not, I mean, my brother is one of my best men. My other one is John, my best friend John, and we're not, you know, that type of guys. So it's not going to be like the classic Vegas nonsense, but it will be Vegas. Well,
if you guys want to add a fourth, you know, we live in Vegas, so I'm happy to stop by.
Perfect. Wait, I didn't know that. Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
We're actually doing Fremont this time, because I was out there not too long ago and went to Fremont for the first time, and I'm like, it's kind of fun over here.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the trashier, there's bands playing, you walk around on the street and stuff. That's more my speed,
right? I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that's like old Vegas technically, right? That's what they call old Vegas. Yeah
but it's kind of like redone. It's like all, there's like a bunch of stages, and it's like you just walk around and you can just drink, and there's a cover band's playing. You could pop into the sports books, casinos. It's not bad.
Nice.
It's not bad.
I've never been to Vegas, but I'll come visit you guys. I didn't know you lived there. That's
yeah, I always have an open invite. We live like pretty far off the strip, but you guys are always more than welcome to come and hang out. We're always looking for guests. Awesome. So, but yeah, that's exciting. And then Mari, what about your bachelorette party? Have you started planning that at all?
Yeah. No, I haven't started planning. I'm probably going to wait until like fall, maybe September-ish, I'm thinking. And then all my friends live in Maryland, DC area. So I'm probably going to go out there for a weekend, and then we'll just do something there. I don't know yet though.
Fun. I feel like that's such a fun, dress shopping and planning your bachelorette is like the most fun. I just got the itinerary for mine, and I'm so excited.
Oh, yay. Where are you going?
Just San Diego. Our wedding's in Aspen, and it's hard to get to. So I was like, I'll make it easy for all our friends to just like drive down to San Diego.
Oh, that's awesome. I love San Diego.
And then mine's kind of the opposite. We're not having a bridal party at all. So I have no groomsmen and she has no bridesmaids. So I feel like I have to plan my own bachelor party, which is kind of strange. And I'm like the worst at planning. And so many of my friends have been like, Dean, we know you're never going to plan this. Like, let us plan it for you. But in my head, I'm like, well, I'll just try and do it myself. So I still don't have a location or a timeline or a activity or anything yet. Yeah, should be.
Try Vegas.
Yeah, you're right there.
We could try Vegas. I've thought about Vegas. I'm leaning now towards Jackson Hole, but it's kind of expensive there. So we'll see if that happens or not. But yeah, it's exciting. I'm happy for you guys. That's pretty great. Are you guys looking forward to, like, do you think anything's going to change once you become newlyweds, or do you think the relationship will feel the same? Or
I think it'll feel the same. Because we've talked about it before, it kind of already feels like we've been married. Like, we live together, we have a routine, like, you know, it just kind of feels like we're already married, even though we're not. So I don't think anything will change. I don't know.
I don't think anything will change right off the bat. I think that the first time things are going to change is when she's trying to have kids, when she starts pushing for that.
Yeah. What's the timeline looking like for that, you think?
Oh, not for a few years.
Okay. That's when I anticipate some change in course.
Right. Right. Your lifestyles have to change a little bit. Start to put other people first instead of just you guys. I could definitely see that being the bigger change. I wish Jared was here with us because he's obviously gone through that. He's got his kid, just turned a year old. That'll be interesting.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you guys sharing where your honeymoon is? What you picked?
Oh, yeah, what do you got?
Yeah, we picked it out of a jar. This is like our new way of deciding things, I guess. We wrote down like six destinations that we both agreed on or like would be okay with going on. And then we put them in a jar and we took turns pulling. And the last one standing was the place that we decided to go. So we are going to the Maldives.
Oh, that's that's perfect. That's like the quintessential honeymoon place, I feel like. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, a lot of people recommended it, so it worked out. We have a lot of reference.
Yeah, we went to the Maldives, a couple years ago, and it's one of the most beautiful places I think we've ever been. So definitely excited for you guys. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yay.
Somebody tagged you guys in our post about it, and they're like, ask Dean about the Maldives.
Yeah, I'll give you my one bit of advice. You're going to love it, but my one bit of advice is if you guys plan on drinking while you're there, maybe like put a couple bottles of vodka in your checked luggage or something, because booze is very expensive.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay, good to know.
And like, you know, it's your honeymoon, so you definitely want to like go all out. And it feels kind of weird to bring your own booze, I guess. But I'll tell you what, if you're there for 7 days and you're drinking every day, it could add up fast. So maybe just bring like a bottle or two. I don't know. That's my advice.
I feel like we had maybe two drinks a day, like the whole entire day, the whole time we were there. Cause it was like, $25 a drink.
Really?
We're like, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Good to know.
That'll be a lot of fun. I've actually been wanting to go back to the Maldives quite a bit, but
what?
Yeah, I'd love it there.
What? When we were there, he got so bored by the end of it.
Well, I just went crazy, but then you look back with hindsight and you're like, man, that really was a great vacation.
It's one of my, it's so beautiful. You guys are going to have
how
the best time.
How long did you guys do?
7 days.
I think we were there a week. Yeah, we did Soneva. Soneva has two different islands. So we did two islands, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
It's fun. It's perfect. You guys are going to, I can't wait to see your photos. They're going to be
beautiful. Wait, did you guys do the speedboat or the water plane, the seaplane?
We did the water plane for both islands. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
So have you guys started looking into planning that at all?
No.
We just picked it like last week.
Yeah, last week we decided. I've done like preliminary, like, what's it like, pictures, mm-hmm. you know, but not any sort of like,
I don't
hotels
think we're
going to
go this year, though.
We're going to wait.
It's going to be a minute before we actually go on it.
Yeah, that's true. When would it be, after the first wedding or the second wedding? I guess probably the second, right?
Probably.
I don't know.
Time's going by pretty quickly.
Yeah,
right now.
It's zooming.
What were the five other options that you had in the jar?
We had, okay, so it was Maldives, Italy, Kenya.
Mm. Yeah. Blake Moynes' cabin in Canada.
Oh, nice.
No,
was one of them.
Nice.
You're
probably happy when you plucked that one out. You're like, oh, thank God we don't have to go there.
I want to go.
Alaska.
I want to go.
Alaska. Oh, yeah, Alaska. There too. And I feel like are we missing one?
No, that was it.
Okay.
I feel like there's no way that you guys picked out Maldives. You like probably picked it out and you're like, no, wait, we want to go there. And you put it back in the jar and then started picking the other ones out. Because Maldives by far, and Italy, I guess, is great too. But
well, we actually, I think, both had Italy as our number one.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, you know, slightly disappointing, actually.
You can just do both. Just go to both. They're kind of close
to
each other.
Yeah, we will eventually.
Yeah,
we don't
that's
travel
great.
Enough, honestly.
Yeah, we need to.
We haven't. I think once all this is done, we can kind of do that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's kind of where we're at right now too. Because wedding planning, as you guys know, can get expensive. So it's like, mm-hmm. let's just get this big expense over with, and then we can start figuring out some other aspects of our life. I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a question, Kenny. Have you been pretty involved in the wedding planning process?
I would say not very much, besides just the. She'll like ask me about stuff and then I'll like give an opinion or so, but not quite much, I guess.
Feels a lot like us. Yeah.
Yeah. Kaylin's like, hey, do you want to get what are some questions that you've asked me? But there are some questions where I'm like, I can't, even if I wanted to have an opinion on it, I wouldn't be able to because I have no idea what it would change.
I think the biggest thing for me was giving him an opinion. Well, like I ask him about everything, but he doesn't care. The videographer and the photographer.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah. Kaylin's like, do you look at these 10 photographers that want to come shoot our wedding? What do you think about all of them? And I like go through all their profile or portfolios, and they all look so identical. So it's like hard. Like I can't really pick because they all look the same to me. I don't know.
Yeah, the style is the same. Wait, so have you guys booked it yet?
Yeah, we have our wedding venue booked. We have everything booked at this point. I don't think we're missing anything.
You guys are early. Are you guys in August?
September.
Mid-September.
But we don't have our honeymoon planned at all, or like the destination. We haven't even talked about our honeymoon yet.
I thought we were going to South Africa.
Oh, I think we're going to South Africa. Uh-oh. Yep. Well, I thought that we were just like playing with that idea. I didn't know that we actually confirmed that.
Well, so I really want to do a friend's honeymoon where we will spend like 5 days by ourselves and then have our friends come. Maybe not five. I don't know. However long. And our friends are into the idea of coming to South Africa. Who knows if they'll do it, but it would be pretty fun.
Yeah. She wants to do a really cool. She wants a buddy moon. I was telling my some people I just met recently about this buddy moon idea, and they were like, what the hell do you want to do? You want to do a buddy moon? That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. It's interesting. It's an interesting concept.
Well, just like we have our alone time and then you bring friends.
Yeah. No, it seems fun. When I think of honeymoon, that's not necessarily what I think of, but yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Versus like being with strangers, you know, because you're going to be with people.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's true.
That's true.
Well, not in the, I mean, in the Maldives, I don't even think we talked to anyone in the Maldives when we were there.
Right. If we did the Maldives, that would be solo.
Yeah. but in South Africa.
South Africa, no.
We'd be at the animals, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if you're like in a city type destination, you are going to just be at a bar probably at some point hanging out with random people anyways.
That's true. What are you guys planning on doing with like the whole last name thing? Is there going to be any like interesting decisions made there? Or is it going to be kind of more traditional?
We haven't talked about it yet.
Well, let's talk about it. What do you think?
Like,
yeah.
I honestly didn't even think about it.
Well, yeah, you don't have to do anything. I mean, unless you want to. I know you guys are doing something unique, which I really like. I don't know. My whole life, I've had two last names. It's hyphenated. Mm. And that's just a traditional thing to do if you're from Puerto Rico. And growing up, to be honest, I actually really disliked having two last names. Like, nobody got it right. Everyone thought that one of them was my middle name. And, like, it was just always a hassle. Like, so as a kid, I remember, like, being ashamed of it, kind of, and, like, not wanting two last names. That being...
three of them, I guess.
Well, if we were to... Yeah, I don't know. If we were to combine it that way. And then I also have changed my opinion on like changing the last name for a woman. Like before I was like, no, I'm going to keep my last name. Like, why would I take his last name? But now that I'm actually like getting married, it's like, you know what? No, I think I will change my last name. So yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I don't think it matters to me if she keeps it or doesn't. I don't.
What about, well, then you have to like think about the kids too. What the kids have.
Yeah.
What last name would they have? Which is just, I don't know, it's just something to consider. But I the reason I asked is because your last name, I didn't know that you had two, but I thought your last name was Pepin, right?
That's the first one. The second one is Solis.
Oh, those are, I was going to ask because Pepin is a sweet last name, but Solis also is a pretty sweet last name.
Thank you.
Mine's weird, so maybe I should just change mine.
You can.
I mean, you just come up with a new one.
Yeah, just make your own.
A new one.
Well, I actually like, which is what they're doing, I like your mom's maiden name.
What is that?
Carollo.
Carollo.
It's Italian. Mario Carollo
sounds pretty cool.
That's Italian.
I mean, that's what we're doing. I think we should all do it together and really start the trend.
Start the trend.
I'm on the same boat as you guys. Like, I'm non-traditional with most stuff, and I'm all down for like making shit up as well. So I just.
Yeah,
it's kind of up to her, I guess. I don't really mind either way. Like, I literally, like, I always thought my last name was weird to say anyway, so I don't know. I don't know if my mom and dad would agree with that or not. Uh-oh. But it's just kind of a weird name.
Yeah, that's it's so funny. That's exactly how I feel about mine. My last name is Unglert. And I like it because it's super unique. Like, no one's got that last name. But also, it's like it's the same sound a turd hits when it makes when it pops in the toilet. So it's like, it's kind of like a give and take, you know. It's cool to be unique, but at the same time, it's just you know, a little too new. So you guys talked about kids. Have you guys talked about how many kids you're gonna want to have ideally?
No, not really. I mean, I know I would prefer not to just have one. I don't know. Okay. I feel like I like siblings, you know, different personalities, like. And then that's another thing I've like heard supposedly is that if you have a boy, like, he's going to be attached to mom usually. And if you have a girl, they're usually attached to dad. So like, if we have two, like one of each, you know, I don't know.
Kenny, what about you?
I have no opinion on this. Like I said before, like, I'm up to have kids, but I'm not like a very much, like, I don't pre-plan a whole lot of things. I don't like do that whole thing. I kind of just let things pop up and happen as they are going to happen. So I can't say like, I want to have kids in like 2 years or 3 years. I think we talked about this before. I'm like, if we have kids in 5 years from now, if we accidentally have a kid next year, you know, so be it, whatever. I'm not really like trying to figure out how many or whatnot. And cause I feel like it's not going to happen however we plan it out anyways. Most likely.
That's true. That's true. Kenny, I'm sad that you live all the way across the other, on the other side of the country, because I feel like we could be best friends, because I feel like we agree on a lot of things.
It seems that way. I think so.
Damn it, geography. Do you guys, if you were to have kids, I know you said you're not a big planner or anything like that, but would you prefer boys or girls or one of each? I know you said, but like, let's say you know, your firstborn, would you prefer boy or girl, do you think?
I mean, I guess I would prefer a boy, you know, to carry on my athletic legacy
right,
in high school and whatnot. But, you know, I would be happy with a girl as well, you know.
Mari, I could see you being a good girl mom and boy mom, obviously, but.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think most women would like to have a little girl, you know. It's weird because growing up as a girl, like, you're kind of primed for that, like baby dolls and like hair toys and stuff like that, which is weird to think about. But ideally, I would like to have twin girls.
Oh. Okay.
There's no twins in either of our families.
Mine, you know, mine definitely does. My side does. Oh, yeah, they do. But in further back generations, which means it's time.
Yeah. Right.
Do.
It skips.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. I can't even afford a drink in the Maldives. And I'm
yeah. Oh my God. That's my biggest fear with kids too. I would be super down to have kids, but I'm so scared about like being poor and raising kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Very expensive.
I agree. I mean, it's an issue.
Yeah. But I mean, at least, I mean, I don't know. Who knows? The thing is, who knows what's going to happen? You know, like people have definitely raised kids with less in the past, obviously. So mm-hmm. I think whatever ends up happening, Kenny, as you were saying, is good enough and you find a way to make it work. We're kind of, you know, we talk about kids quite a bit as well sometimes. And we've decided that like if we were to have kids, I would want the girl and she would want a boy, which is just kind mm-hmm. of, it's kind of our preference, I guess. I feel like being a girl, that would be one of the coolest things.
Yeah, being a boy mom would be the best thing.
Yeah, which is just crazy to me because growing up as a young boy, I was a complete head. So I wouldn't hate having a boy. I would love having a boy, but I just know how devious little boys can be. And
well, yeah,
you know,
my nephew. Yeah, because we're around my nephew a lot, and he just turned 3. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of a maniac at this point. He's funny as hell. He's funny as hell, but. He's a handful.
You said he's a nephew?
Yeah, my brother's little boy, yeah.
Nice. Do you have any other nieces or nephews, either of you guys?
No, he's kind of the first like baby in our family between my brother, myself, and my sister. He's like the first grandchild for my parents.
Yeah. Very my nice. Stepsister just had a baby actually. Okay. He's what, like 6 months? But I haven't even met him yet.
They live in Puerto Rico, I would assume.
No, they just moved to Florida.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. So not too far, but still definitely a plane rides away at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm kind of the same boat too. My brother just had they just celebrated his baby's 1 year birthday. So I'm an uncle only one time. My other brother is pregnant and I think they're expecting sometime later this year. But yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy to think that, you know, your siblings are having kids and now you're talking about having kids. It's like, where did the time go? How are we getting so old?
It's wild, honestly, because 2019, before I did Bachelorette, like none of this was even on my slate of anything. None of this stuff.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you go on Bachelor in Paradise and now here you are about to get married, yeah. Talking about having kids.
Yeah, it's quite a turn of events for us.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Well, let's talk about your guys' experience in Paradise a little bit, because, you know, obviously, like I said at the top of this, we met you guys Bachelor in Paradise season 7, and we saw you guys get engaged on that show, which is fantastic. What was the moment on the show you think that you guys knew that that was a possibility for you?
It was pretty early on, I think, for me. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I know we started out like sort of like hot and heavy, however you want to call it, and then we broke apart a little bit, and then I think there was a point where when we got back together after breaking up, or whatever we did, whatever that's called, breaking up. This is all within like a 5-day period, of course. but it was, I always, somebody asked this question before, and there was a point where I went on the date with Tia. And I came back from that, and like Mari like grabbed me out of the blue. It was like 3 a.m, I think, at that point. And that's when we kind of like had a talk and like decided like we were going to like go for this, you know, seriously. And for me, that was kind of like the turning point in it. I don't know about her, but
yeah.
I'd say for me, it was like when we had the little, whatever it was. I don't know. I felt like for me, it was just all about timing. Like, I think the reason that the split or whatever happened was because of timing. Like, it felt like it was so rushed and so fast. And I was like, hold on, this is too much for me. But then having the timing of like the couple of days to like sit and think and like process everything, that's when I was like, okay, it's all right. Like, that's what we're here for. Like, just kind of like let go of that control aspect, I guess it is what it was. And that's when I was like, no, like, I'm going to go for it. That's what I want. So, yeah.
Nice. I've had, ever since we got engaged, I've had my brothers come up to me multiple times and they're like, I can't believe you actually met someone on this stupid show and you're actually getting married to them. Does your family ever say that to you guys? Cause it is really like kind of blows your mind if you really think about it, you know?
Yeah, seriously. No, I never thought that it would happen. Like, for sure. Like, I mean, going into it, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, like open to it. If it happens, cool. But you don't really expect it or like plan for it. So when I think about it to myself, I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Like, I went on a TV show and now I'm getting married to this person. Yeah.
My family was blown away just in general. Cause I'm telling you, before I even went on these shows, like, I was always like, basically never going to get married, never have kids, any of this stuff. And then when I came back home from Paradise and, they had obviously seen more of the spoilers because they didn't want me to tell them what happened. And then, you know, there was some spoilers popping up and they're like, all right, tell me what's going on. And I told them, and, you know, and they were blown away, not only because it was from the show, but also in general that I was actually engaged, which was like I said, not even a thing, not, you know, pretty only what, a year or two before that. So, yeah, it's pretty wild. It's cool, right? Though. It's cool.
And that's a big spoiler too, coming off the show engaged. Like, we didn't have that experience. So it was like, And also it was my fourth Bachelor show that I bid on. So the first like two people were like super invested in, by the last one, they like literally couldn't care less about it. They're like, didn't even ask me any questions. They're like, oh good, Dean's back. Cool. Let's go do something. Like, didn't even ask me any questions about it. So I can only imagine your family being like, wait, you went on the show and you're engaged? That's pretty crazy.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah, it was a little, I mean, they're happy.
It actually worked out great because the families have met a few times. Everybody's cool. Like, everybody gets along. So we got pretty lucky on that end of things, I think.
Yeah. Was it, I got to ask this too. I don't think I've ever asked anyone that's got engaged on the show. Did you ever have the chance to reach out to Mari's father or like any type of like correspondence with her family before popping the question?
So actually we actually just talked about this because I was actually just talking to her dad about this.
Oh, like, nice.
2 weeks ago. Because so I did ask to call her dad, but it didn't happen. Huh. I'm not like, I think, I don't know behind the scenes, like what was talked about. I know my producer, like we talked about it and he was like, let me see, like, you know, they were going to talk about it and whatnot. And, it did not happen obviously, but I said, I thought they were scared that he would like say no or something. It kind of,
yeah,
probably.
Honestly, there was a point on Paradise where I suggested that that we could get married instead of engaged. I brought that up and that was something that was talked about too for a minute. I don't know if that ever reached her ears, if they discussed it or not on her end, but I said, if you would get my family there, I wouldn't be opposed to just getting married right now.
Wow.
Yeah, no, my producer never, like, I didn't know that they were actually talking about this. The only that he told me, like, at one point he was like, you know, if we could, like, I would marry you right now. He said that to me on the beach, but like, I didn't know it was a serious, like, producers were talking about or anything like that. But obviously it was like super short notice that our families wouldn't have been able to make it. So,
Yeah, that's interesting. Cause I do remember last season of Bachelor in Paradise, Jesse asked, I think it was Brandon and Serene, if they wanted to get married on the beach, and they're like, no, we're not interested. I feel like that'd be like, it's a gold mine for the show. I can't believe they said no to you. That's insane.
I know. Right. I mean,
it was like it was like 2 days before engagement day. I think it was pretty near the end.
Yeah, we were.
I mean, they could pull anything off on that show. Like it could have happened if they wanted to, I guess. But
yeah,
there was a lot of logistics.
I'm also surprised they wouldn't let you talk to her family because I feel like I'm sure they've been asked that question many times. You know, I feel like they would have like some sort of like
protocol.
Solution to that. Yeah, or protocol. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But well, maybe that's the issue. Maybe someone has done it and then the dad said no. So they're like, nope, we're not doing this anymore. I mean, who knows?
I mean, her dad, Charlie, would have got a call from some guy like, hey, we never met, but I'm going to ask your daughter to get married in like an hour.
Yeah, right. Because his dad would be like, oh, yeah, you know. go on, son. Go ahead and do your thing.
Yeah. I'm not asking. I'm just letting you know. I'm not.
Yeah. It's not a question. It's more just like a hey, a heads up. Here's what's gonna happen. I could definitely see that why they wouldn't let that happen. But also, like, put it on speakerphone. It could be a fun bit for the show. At least. Yeah,
a good moment for the show. Yeah,
some hilarious drama, or
you know, could have gone well. I don't know. But it would have been a complete surprise for my dad because, like, he prior to me being on didn't really watch the show. Obviously, he had heard of it, but didn't know a Bachelor was, or like Bachelor in Paradise especially. But I just told him I was going. There's a chance that I like meet someone that I like, but he would have been totally mind blown by it. My mom, on the other hand, though, before I left, I actually did tell her about him and like, this is one of the guys that like I'm interested in talking to, like we'll see what happens. So if he had called her, she probably would have been like, oh, okay, kind of like, I'm sure she like did her research or whatever about him. So
oh man, that's funny. All right. Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us. Before we let you go, I got one quick question for you. I want to know what your pet peeves of the other person are.
Oh, <God. laughs> there's so many. How much? Do you have?
I already know what he's going to say.
No, you don't. Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what I'm going to say.
I think, well, the first one I ever noticed was like using metal in the cooking pans. He doesn't do that anymore. So that's been cleared up. But the one he still does is leaves the toilet seat up.
Oh.
I go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and like, you know, I'm like half asleep. So I forget and I'm like falling into the toilet.
I pee. When you get older like me, I go to the bathroom like 35 times a day.
He does.
So it's like, it's just, you know. It's tough. I'm sorry.
It's tough. It's so funny. It's like looking into a mirror because we've had so many arguments about this. She came on this podcast once, like 2 months ago, and complained that I always leave the toilet seat up, which I never, ever, ever do. And then out of principle, I started leaving it up on purpose. And she started getting so mad at me.
Yeah.
My argument was, Kaylin, I go to the bathroom 25 times a day. You go twice a day. It's just more efficient for me to keep it up from now on.
I'm telling you, that's how I feel about it. But the fact that you leave it up out of spite, I respect that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've come around. I think she learned her lesson, so I started putting it down again. But
anything out of spite, I'm a big spider. I like to spite.
Do you?
All right, Kenny, what's yours?
Well, I think lately I kind of leaves like clothes all over the place. Mm-hmm. Just I don't know, her side of the bedroom versus mine is two different worlds.
Yeah.
I mean, at least it stays to her side for the most part, but
I do have a lot of clothes. I try and like periodically we'll go through, like I just did a couple weeks ago, like take a bunch of stuff out to be donated, but it's like I don't know where it comes from. Like I have a lot of clothes.
So the dogs have houses in our bedroom.
Yeah.
But the roof of their houses have become more clothes storage.
A shelving system.
Yeah, it's a shelving system. Exactly.
Yeah. Kaylin will yell at me for like leaving my tools out in the house, and I'll go upstairs in the bedroom and there's clothes everywhere. And I'm like, okay. Don't you see what's going on here? I think those are both good. And it sounds like Mara, you were saying, he doesn't use the metal on the cookware anymore. So it sounds like all stuff that could be fixed over time, which is really good.
Yeah, I cleaned up on that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us. We love it. We love you guys, and we're excited to see both weddings, I guess. And obviously the honeymoon in Maldives. You guys have a busy year or two ahead of you. So we're excited to keep following along and happy for you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. It was so fun talking to you.
Yeah, of course. Anything you want to say?
No, thank you guys. This was great talking to you.
Yeah. Take care. We're looking forward to seeing everything, you guys.
Thanks.
All right, guys. Bye. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Archive that interview with Kenny and Mari under Dean talking too much and monopolizing the conversation, because I feel like I was the only one asking questions.
No, I think you did a great job. We have one mic,
but I feel like I talk too much sometimes.
No, you did great. I feel like you and Kenny are, like you said, very similar. You got great banter.
If Mari ends up getting cold feet, sign me up for a big dose of Kenny, because holy cow, that man is impressive.
Do you want to take us out?
Will you say goodbye to everyone?
Well, thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on @I_help_suck_
No, you already messed it up. It's @help_we_
No, it's still help.
It is still. Well, I don't know why we haven't changed that yet. Follow us on Instagram. Don't follow us on Instagram. Actually, we're gonna take a week to sort this out. Follow us next week. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. We are gonna have a Q&A episode later this week, so be sure to keep your eyes out for that. Until then, maybe we suck. Wait, until then. Maybe we'll suck just a little bit less.
We'll get it eventually.
I think 5 years of this, I would know how to do it. Sure don't. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram @HelpWeSuckAtBeingNewlyweds.
And email us at newlyweds@iheartradio.com.
Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.